Welcome back to this extended episode of Happenings at 2715. IHSA Assistant Executive Director Scott Johnson is our guest, and in our first segment, we explored the backstory for Scott's latest book, Association Work, a generally historic piece on the early years of interscholastic athletics in Illinois and the country as a whole. But Scott, now that we've talked a little bit about the backstory, let's spend this segment discussing the two stars of your book, C.W. Witten and H.V. Porter. And so let's begin. Why don't you give us your elevator spiel about each of these men? Tell us a little bit about, you know, where they're from, their paths to, you know, becoming workers at the IHSA and then subsequently with the Federation.
Sure. Well, they're both from Central Illinois. Witten was 20 years older than Porter, and they both grew up on farms. They had a very similar background, actually. Neither of them went to high school. Witten could not have gone to high school because there were no high schools in Stark County at that time. And Porter was too far from the nearest high school, which was in Pekin, to go there daily. But they both went to Illinois State University when they were 16 or 17 years old, which was possible at that time, without any high school education, or without a diploma anyway, and became teachers at different high schools. So that part of their backstory is really quite similar. But Witten went on to become professor at ISU, at U of I, and later at Northern Illinois University, and was, I think, pretty happy in that job as a chemistry professor before he took over as principal of DeKalb High School when that principal passed away suddenly at a young age. And so that was kind of his entree into the world of interscholastics, which he knew nothing about and really didn't have much of a sports background either. Porter, on the other hand, became very enchanted with the game of basketball when he was at ISU, and this would have been in the early 1910s. And so as he became principal of high schools in Central Illinois, starting out at Mount Zion, and then Keithsburg over on the Mississippi River, then back to Delavan, and finally Athens, Illinois. In addition to his administrative roles, he was also a music teacher and a basketball coach, and he really loved basketball. And so he came at the problems of interscholastic administration with, I think, a decidedly more enthusiastic response to sports than C.W. Witten could ever muster.
Yeah, sounds like he was much more the Renaissance man to, you know, Witten's more administrative leaning, an organizational type of makeup.
Right. And so it kind of plays out then later on. You know, Witten was very interested in controlling, getting a handle on controlling the athletic scene, because in his mind, things had been out of control since the day he took office at DeKalb High School in 1917, I think it was. And so it was all about reining in the excesses that they saw in the interscholastic program. And this was 100 years ago, mm-hmm. There were excesses in the interscholastic program, if you can imagine that.
Yeah, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Exactly. Whereas Porter, I think, was willing to allow a little bit more of that, you know, and he loved watching the games, and not just basketball, but the other sports as well, especially football and track and field, which were the big ones in high school at that time. He still believed that there had to be limitations on interscholastic competition to fit within the educational framework, but it was more natural for him to enjoy what we know of high school sports than it ever was for Witten.
So they're about almost a generation apart in age. What brought them together then? Well, I mean, how did they finally get connected? One gentleman's up in DeKalb, the other guy's down in Central Illinois. What was sort of that event that brought them together to start this long-time relationship?
They could have met at statewide teachers meetings, but they probably, if they hadn't met before then, they met at the 1924 state tournament when Athens was in the championship game and Witten was the executive director or manager at that time of the Illinois High School Association, would have given out the trophy to him at the end when they won second place. And I think they just kind of hit it off at that point. And he came down to Athens a couple times in the ensuing couple of years to do ceremonial functions. And when he was looking, when Witten was looking for a second in command, I think it was his choice to bring Witten or to bring Porter on board.
Yeah. Do you think there was anything then over the years that really helped the two cement their relationship, or what would you attribute then this relationship that spanned, like I said, nearly half a century? What really brought that together?
Well, I mean, they were working side by side in the office for those 12 years that they were in the office together. But outside of that was an area that I think nobody really would have known about unless they probed deeply and asked these fellows, because they were both private individuals. But they had cottages side by side on a private lake in Wisconsin. Witten started there first and invited Porter up to spend some time with him and his wife during a couple of summers in the early 1930s. And eventually Porter bought the lot next to Witten, and they coexisted there in the summers, you know, over the course of two and a half months during the summer for almost two decades.
Yeah. Well, it's clear that they had a very special bond, and you see that throughout, really, since the advent of civilization, how when you've got people working together for a common purpose, how it's easy to develop a lasting relationship, and it's clear these two guys did. So we've talked about the backstory. Now we've talked a little bit about the, you know, CW and HV. When we come back from this break, Scott and I will have one more segment together where we'll consider the legacy that both C.W. Witten and H.V. Porter have left behind.